many of us in this room are continually shaking our heads to think that there would still be people left in this country after all these years that would think somehow mental illness was not a medical problem, or that somehow it was a sickness that should be separated from all others. But we know there are some still left to convince of that, and I think this piece of legislation will be the perfect vehicle for us to convince the nation that all of our families need this kind of assistance. I do relate it to the fact that we need to close the loopholes that have permitted a form of rationing to take place, and that's literally what it has become, a form of rationing. And that rationing and discrimination has been used particularly targeted on mental health. Now, I do know that there are some, and I just want to dismiss this as not an argument here, there are some that would like to make the rationalization that it costs too much. I think the history of the past couple of years and the history of both HMO coverage as well as mental health and parity coverage has demonstrated that that is a ruse and it is a false argument to use. And there is strong argument, I mean, there have been various studies done. Maybe some of my colleagues would like to reference, or some of those who are speaking from the professions would like to reference some of those studies, but I would simply say that it is a proven fact, and logic will tell you, that businesses today must consider it a good investment to give proper mental health coverage and substance abuse coverage to their employees. It is an investment, and it is a cost-effective investment, so that you don't have employees that are unproductive workers because of continuing mental health and abusive alcohol or substance abuse problems, that it is penny wise and pound foolish not to give that kind of treatment to restore full health and productivity to your loyal workforce.